super important questions. Love to ask these questions because this is the sort of stuff that forms a basis for everything else that we're going to do in this course and many of the rest of your courses. We really want causal information. Philosophers tell us that thinking in humans is inherently causal. And people doing brain studies are starting to agree that there is something wired into us to not just see what's related or what's predictable, but cause. Can all causal research hypotheses be tested? Why or why not? Then give an example. The short answer, and probably the first thing you want to write down, is no. Not all causal research hypotheses can be tested. Why or why not? Three parts. One, in order to test a causal hypothesis, we need a true experiment. We need random assignment of individuals by the researcher, we need manipulation of the IV by the researcher, and we need control of all other potential confounds. We can't always do that. Either because of technology, some variables we simply cannot randomly assign and manipulate. Gender, still the easiest one. Age. Two, sometimes we have the technology, but ethics forbids us from randomly assigning and manipulating certain variables. Or the third thing that may keep us from running a true experiment to properly test a causal hypothesis is resources. The technology may exist, the ethics may allow, but we don't have the money to go buy it. And so you should come up with examples that highlight your understanding that we have to be able to randomly assign and manipulate and control, and that technology or ethics or resources can inhibit the necessary control.